How to glide in your stride and hitch a ride to the soulful side with Upfront Soul. I'm your host, Sanguine Fromage, and I'll be laying down 120 minutes of soulful sounds to which you may get down. We'll be spinning funk, soul, and jazz, rarities, and deep cuts. If you want soul, get it up front. Listen to Upfront Soul all night long. 10 p.m. to 6 a.m. Eastern every day on Shyampa Internet Radio. If it's all night, it's got to be all right.
The Joe and Anthony Show does not necessarily reflect the views of Shyampa Radio, its sponsors, the Intermedia Group, or the local community radio station carrying this episode. This show can be offensive and may not be your safe space. So there's your trigger warning.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Nullsoft Shoutcast.
This is the show that nobody told you about. The show that your mother warned you about. This is the show that you probably shouldn't be listening to. This is
Shyampa.
Your trajectory.
Oh my goodness. Why don't you cue Betty?
Thank God my MY-101 circuits are double insulated and extra tightened. With that said, I'm taking a moment to say you humans need better gun control laws. Now, and take away those guns that are already supposed to be illegal. What is wrong with you humans?
Right?
Yeah, well, Betty. Go Betty. Oh my goodness.
You got it, Anthony.
Anyway, this is Anthony in Tampa.
And hey everybody, it's Joe in Chicago.
Hi, I am Betty. Yeah, you heard it right, Betty. You're ultra deluxe and definitely lovable. Artificial personality unit, Betty. You know what bitch is. I will tell you what, my diodes are working hard for tonight's episode, number 105, of the Joe and Anthony Show, titled, Letting Go, for Monday, October 2nd, 2017. Letting go. Letting go of what? My contract calls for at least till 2020. Anyway, hey Anthony, how is the weather in Tampa for you Tampanites?
Oh, thank you, Betty. Let me find the weather track here.
You got it, Anthony.
No problem. All right, we've accomplished some amazing feat of technology today. We've Betty's been going around the studio virtualizing things, so we've
you got it, Anthony.
Yes, you have. So we wound up a lot of the broadcast server functions have now been virtualized into something.
So
yes, of course you are, Betty. So we're kind of doing a different approach to this evening, and it seems to be working out pretty well so far. Do keep in mind, give us a call. The number's on the station ID, but it's 813-327-8566. But first, we're going to go ahead and do some weather here. It's time for your Shyampa weather for Tampa Bay from Tampa International Airport, KTPA. Rain, rain, rain. The tropics are active. I got caught in a massive downpour on my way to Orlando this Saturday evening, and it looks like we can expect more. Oh, it was horrible. Couldn't see anything. The roads were ridiculously flooded.
That's
a lot of
good.
Lightning, too. There was some points where the lightning was, like, blinding. You know, you were driving, and the lightning would flash so much that you couldn't see for a few moments afterwards. It's kind of scary.
No bueno.
No. So unless you're listening live, it is not currently mostly cloudy and 84 degrees Fahrenheit with humidity of 49%, giving a heat index of 85 degrees. Dew point is 63 and visibility is 10 miles. Tonight, Monday night, 20% chance of isolated showers and storms before 9 by the time this show ends. Mostly cloudy with a low around 73. Tuesday, 20% chance of storms and showers after 9 in the morning. Partly sunny, high near 87. On Tuesday night, 20% chance of showers and storms before 9. In the evening, partly cloudy with a low around 74. You can tell it's going to be a little soggy. Yes. Wednesday, we're going to have a 30% chance of precipitation after 9. Mostly sunny with a high near 88. Wednesday night, 30% chance of storms before 9 o'clock in the evening. Again, partly cloudy. It's going to be partly cloudy out. Partly cloudy out with a low. With a low around 75. And that's your Cheyenne weather for the Tampa Bay. Oh, excuse me, area. Hello. Back to you, Betty, with the big W.
That sounded like a weather depression there.
Thanks, oh, Anthony.
That wine.
And now, for your Chicagoland weather.
I also downed a pear cider for the broadcast, so I'm a little carbonated right now. Be warned.
Wow. Well, yes, be warned, folks. Hey, and thanks, Betty. It's time for your Cheyenne weather for Chicago from Midway International Airport. Unless you're listening live, it's not currently partly sunny at 81 degrees. The dew point is at 51 degrees and the humidity is at 35%, which means we got a wind chill factor. And
oh my goodness.
It feels like 80 degrees at time.
Wind chill. Brrr.
The winds are out of the southeast at 16 miles per hour, gusting to 22 miles per hour. And for you pilot types, the visibility is 10 miles. So on the night of this broadcast, we can expect mostly clear conditions with a low around 66 and gusty. On Tuesday, expect partly sunny skies with a high near 82 degrees and still gusty. On Tuesday night, expect showers likely and possibly a thunderstorm after 1 a.m. And on Wednesday, we can expect a high chance of rain and thunderstorms likely, cloudy and a high of 73 degrees. And Wednesday night, expect a 40% chance of showers, mostly cloudy with a low around 59 degrees. Hey, I want to give a shout out to one of our DJs who is appearing on Sunday Tea Dance, which we'll get into later. His name is DJ Sin. Happy, happy birthday. His birthday was September 27th.
Yay, happy birthday.
And that's your Cheyenne weather for Chicago. Back to you, Betty, with a huge X.
Thanks, Joe. Betty here. Please take some time to listen to the following that we recast here on Cheyenne Radio, the World Labor Hour on WRFU, and CPR News hosted by Don DeBar, Toppers with Gil from Boston Free Radio, and Headphone Meditations with John DuBose. You can see Cheyenne Radio's full schedule lineup by visiting their website, www.cheyenne.info. By the way, all of the background tracks we use at the Joe and Anthony Show were created by Kevin McLeod. Support this music by visiting incompetech.com. Support your local, independent, and family-owned restaurants and shops, and keep it tuned to Cheyenne Radio. And now, Joe and Anthony get cracking with Talking Point segment, the TP segment, Betty, 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 Betty out.
Thanks, Betty.
Thank you, Betty.
You got it, Anthony.
And Joe.
Wow.
We're going to add that into Betty. We got to program Betty a little better there.
Yeah, she needs some updating.
Yeah.
But Betty needs updating.
She sounds good, right?
Yeah, she sounds pretty good. I think she sounds really good. I've been trying to listen to us on the recast or on the cast site. And I think we seem to be coming through kind of good as well. So
I'm kind of jumping ahead of everything that we're going to talk about here tonight. But I'm excited about this new server procedure.
Yes, me too.
Like
me too.
That it's so. Now, here's the thing, though. If you still have a power failure in the Tampa studios, does this all mean for naught, or is it still running somewhere?
You would just have to connect directly to the main server, like you did last time.
So I could still go ahead and capabilitize myself.
This is correct.
Got it. Okay, well, cool. That's awesome. So, well, folks, today has been one fuck of a day.
Right.
Well, and actually, Sunday was really the one fuck of a day for people in Las Vegas because apparently 59 people now, it has been reported on all the major news sites, mainstream news sites, I might add, and more than 500 people have been injured.
Yeah, that, I mean, the 53, and it seems like it keeps going up and up and up and up. And yeah, the injured count is what gets me the most. Is I'm like, wow, this it was this many people involved.
Well, and I think a lot of that was just due to the fact that people probably ran into fences and just things that were injurious to begin with. And not necessarily due to bullets, but who knows? A lot of it could be bullets, too.
Could be. You never know.
You know, if you're happening to be listening to us and you are a victim or a witness to any of this, give us a call at the studios at 813-327-8566. But until then, we're going to move on to...
What are we moving on to? I've moved on to the pretzels.
Oh,
see, I've got
pretzels.
I've got pretzels, and tonight I also have some kind of like Reese's peanut butter cup mix thingy. It's got little pieces of pretzel and popcorn with chocolate and little like M&Ms and these little itty bitty. I may have eaten all the mini Reese's peanut butter cups.
They don't give you
the best part. They don't give you a lot of the best part. A lot of the filler, but more than that.
Well, they give you the cheaper stuff, yes.
Of course. So, yes, we've started Sunday Tea Dance, and it runs after World Labor Hour, Sunday afternoon, 2 o'clock Eastern, and it runs until 4 p.m. on Sunday, up to Weekend with Joe. We have a few DJs that are participating. We have DJ Rian Pilates. He's over in Germany, I believe, and you have... Yeah, what do you have? You apparently have news.
We have DJ... I have news? Oh, okay. No, we have DJ Sin Happy, and we have DJ Testosterone.
Oh, okay. Good.
So we have three DJs. DJ Sin Happy is out of New Mexico, and DJ Testosterone, I believe, is Canada.
Canada.
Yes.
Go Canada.
So, yeah, that's exciting. So I'm sure... we're going to probably do a fall schedule update soon, or even a winter update schedule.
Yeah, and it will be a winter because it's summer fall.
Yeah.
So, excuse me again, that beer.
So, this is like a temporary thing until we do our winter, big winter update.
Well, no, I think these will be part of the winter schedule update.
Well, no.
But, we may have to move you around, too. Yeah, yes. Depending on what we do with you, we got to figure out what to do with you. Well, we never know what to do with Joe.
Driving in the rain. Oh wait, that's your line.
That's my thing. But if you want to go on about driving in the rain, you're welcome to do so.
No. I mean, we haven't seen rain in a long time, so driving in the rain would probably be nice and romantical right about now.
And would it be here in the great state of Florida, where it rains a lot? People lose their shit. I don't know what the hell it is. I mean, people lose their shit when they get on the road anyway. It's like they step out the front door, they get in their car, and they just lose all sensibility. And I don't care if you're going to tell me...
They're becoming one with their 2,000-pound machine.
They're off in their own little world. And I'm sorry, people say, well, it's not the native Floridians. It is the native Floridians. It is the New Yorkers. It is the people from here, from there, from Europe, from New Mexico, from Arizona, California. It doesn't matter where they're from. A vast majority of them have an issue. And I don't...
They're from Reykjavik.
From where?
Reykjavik.
Where is Reykjavik?
Is that up in Iceland?
Is that in Iceland? I don't know. I'm sure we might have some of them somewhere in Florida. Who knows, you know? Exactly. So, and I go again. Oh, peppers. Now I'm tasting peppers. Ooh. So anyway, so yeah, the Sunday or Saturday's rain experience was very hair-raising. It was... My hands got tired because I was gripping the steering wheel. The highway got down to like 20 miles an hour because it was so bad at one point. Yeah. Yikes. So
it was just due to visibility.
Visibility and the rain was coming down so hard you can't see, and of course you don't want to go plowing through the rain at 60 miles an hour when you see like 5 feet in front of you. But there were people that tried.
But now in say the year 2020, when Betty's contract is up apparently,
Is that when Betty's contract expires?
That's apparently when her contract expires. I don't know what's up with her.
I'm so stressed out.
Always shut up, Betty.
Oh, God, Betty.
Yeah. Yeah.
You got it, Anthony.
Exactly.
So, Facebook, social media. I don't know, folks. What do you all use it for? I mean, do you post your private parts on it?
Oh my goodness, Joe.
You just use it to keep in touch with family, or do you play games on it, or you know, do you post all these little snippets about your life? What I mean, it's all got this great potential, right, Anthony?
It does. But it really, as you and I all know, and probably most of our listeners, the potential of it is really not that great.
Well, nowadays it's not, especially if you're trying to use it to connect with people. I think you do connect with people, but damn, if you're not exactly in alignment with their political structure, forget it. You are non-personal gratis or whatever that term is.
Wait till you see our random news winner.
I love random news wheels. So, anyways, what I'm saying is I haven't been on Facebook in a meaningful way since August 16th.
Wow.
It's almost like when I quit smoking back in December of 2013. It feels like that.
Does it? Yeah. Are you having Facebook withdrawals?
Well, not necessarily, because I'm on it just to post the fact that we're going live.
Okay, good.
With the show.
Good.
And, you know, I get sucked into a little bit of it, and it's like, okay, so it's basically the same bullshit. Okay, it's
oh, yeah, it doesn't change. It doesn't yep. change.
Now, I know you post a lot of stuff, and I'll have to be honest, folks. If y'all post to Facebook, I might miss it for a minute, because I'm not really actively checking it. However, on my phone, I did install the Pages Manager, so I will
there
at least
go.
Be able to look at the page.
I try to post on a regular basis because I know you've kind of quit Facebook, so you know.
Yeah, I've really quit it. So you know, but what I have not quit is tinkering. I've tinkered, and I actually have my own broadcast server running right now. It's nothing complex. It has no scripts. It just has a basic category structure, and
it's a toilet paper tube with a piano wire that plugs into the outlet right now.
And its name is Roger.
Yep. Now we've officially got Betty and Roger. It's getting scary.
that was not the special effect I wanted.
That was not the intended
my
effect.
Betty, oh, my.
There's Roger. So, yeah, so, you know, good. And hopefully at some point in the near future, that would mean Weekend with Joe's, maybe live or
yes.
semi-live at some point.
Semi-live or I
semi-live
might just
live or something like that.
And be like, that's bullshit. Or I might start singing along to whatever tune is playing, or I might break in and have like a 10-minute Joe Wisdom monologue or something with call-in capabilities, I'm sure.
Oh yeah, we'll have to work on that.
Yeah.
That's going to take some time to figure, but you, as long as you have your multiple sound cards, we can get you loaded with a client or something for call-ins.
Yes.
We can figure something out. And we've already talked about that. And we know I already do smoke too much marijuana. We both do,
yes.
actually. But we got to spin the wheel. That's really what we got
to
do.
I'm ready.
All right,
I've got
so hold
my
on,
hand
hold on, hold
on the
on.
Wheel trigger.
All right, okay. Where's the damn wheel? All right, go ahead. Pull the wheel.
Here we go.
There
here
you
we go.
Oh, my goodness. That's quite the grip on the wheel. Woo! I think they brought the old wheel back.
Okay. Yeah. Sounds like the syndicated wheel.
But, you know, that's fine. That's fine.
All right, stop already. Ooh. Ooh, what's our winning link story?
Our winning link story is... Let me find it.
Oh!
All right. So... Attracting followers on social media can be quite a challenge that we at the Cheyampa Studios are all too familiar with. We've tried some crazy things to attract followers, but nothing quite as crazy as this. By the way, this is also from Florida, so I've got four Florida news stories for you tonight. Ooh. I could not pass this one up.
Ooh.
George, a 31-year-old Florida man, was all caught up in the social media frenzy and needed to find a way to get a plethora of followers, so he came up with a bright idea. Yeah, at least to him. Pinellas County Police found child pornography on George's social media page.
Oh,
the
boy.
Photo has a watermark in the corner from a well-known online child pornography magazine, according to police reports. Yes. When located and questioned, 31-year-old George from Largo told police that he advertised child pornography on social media in order to get more followers.
There's other ways. There's so many other ways. Like, take pretty pictures of flowers or pussycat.
Yeah. George was taken into custody and charged with multiple counts of distribution of child pornography and possession of child pornography.
Mm.
Yep. George was booked in the Pinellas County Jail on an $85,000 bond.
Damn.
Yeah, tell me about it. So, Joe, what's new in the news?
Now for the news.
Ooh. Yes, we've got some news. Ah, to be on the beach. It's sad because where I live now, getting to the beach is not steps away anymore.
No.
It's a complicated series of buses and then walking across large stretches of traffic.
That's a shame.
Phew, finally. You're probably at a really crowded beach. Yeah. I mean, where I used to live, it was literally steps to the beach.
Yeah, it was. Nice. It was pretty close.
Yes. It was also steps to the Magic Hedge. Yes!
I'm familiar with those stories all too well. And we shall move on.
We've got a story by Daniel Uria.
Hi, Daniel.
September 20th, a handful of lucky winners were given the opportunity to stay in a hostel made entirely out of sand in Australia.
Yeah, no thank
you. Matt Max and the Blue Lagoon World production designer John Dowding designed the sand hostel, opened from September 20th to September 22nd on the Gold Coast.
Wow.
Kurawa Terrace. Hostel World North America and Destination Gold Coast have transformed beautiful broad beach into a hostel made out of sand.
Ooh.
Featuring everything your dream hostel would include. An outdoor bar, beach volleyball, comfy beds, good vibes, DJs, and live music, and hopefully no rain.
Does it come... here's the thing that all hostels, I think, should have, and that's called single occupancy rooms.
Or are you trying to say just at least a little privacy in a booth?
Yeah, the whole hostel idea just does not appeal to me. I'm sorry.
Thank you, listener. Persona non grata.
Persona non grata. What happened? What's going on?
Oh, no. He's correcting me, and because I completely botched the term when I was using it earlier in the broadcast.
Oh, okay.
So anyways, where was I? Dennis Sandman Masood used 24 tons of sand to craft the unique hostel featuring an 8-bed dorm and a private double room.
There you go.
A total of 10 people were chosen to stay at the pop-up hostel, complete with free food, drinks, and other luxuries. On arrival, you'll receive a food token that can be redeemed at either Food Cartel or Zicatela Mexican.
So,
Zicatela Mexican and a drinks voucher, yes.
It's a pop-up hostel. It's not really a hostel. It's some hipster fucking place. That's what it is.
Well, it's a surfer hipster.
It's a surfer hipster pop-up. Okay.
Yeah.
But it's definitely not a hostel in the sense of a hostel.
But it's gone now. I mean,
it's gone. Yeah, because it's a pop-up. It's like a pimple. Yeah. It lasts for only a few moments, and then poof, poof, there goes perspiration.
Let's move on.
We shall.
Wow, Anthony, the Palmer office chair and this guy might make a great design concept.
Oh, boy.
Yes. Well, let's see what this guy is all about. Now, this is by Maya Chung from InsideEdition.com.
Ooh, we found Inside Edition. You don't do them very often.
A 96-year-old man has spent most of his life making art on toilet seats.
Oh, I have too.
He's already decorated more than 1,300.
I have coworkers that do that every day too, by the way.
Ew. Are we talking about gross art?
Of course we are.
Are we talking about scatology?
Scatology? Yes, we are. And now we will move on with the 1,300 decorated toilet seats. You know, that should have been the show title, 1,300 decorated toilet seats.
Well, we can make that the next episode.
There we go.
We already have a title. Isn't this great? We come up with the titles and we're all set.
Unfortunately, it's all disjointed, but that's what we do anyway, so it kind of all works, I guess. Please continue with your hand-painted periwinkle toilet seats.
Well, Smith has loved art since he was a child, but the idea of decorating toilet seats came to him while he was working as a plumber in the 1940s. Nearly 70 years ago, Smith was at a plumbing supply house and realized that they just discarded the toilet seats.
He spotted
50 of them lying on a dock to be thrown away, so he let the owners know he'd like to have some of them. I stay busy day and night working on toilet seats, Smith said in a video shared by odetothecommode.com. That's my hobby. Smith has decorated 1,317 toilet seats since he began. He's hoping that his work will live on long after him. Smith, whose museum is still open daily, is hoping to sell his collection to someone that will keep the museum open and free for visitors.
Wow.
Each one of Smith's toilet seats has a story behind it, he says.
I'm sure they do.
I am hoping it will stay with America, Smith said. I am hoping they will take this and put this in a museum, and that folk art will never, ever leave.
Yeah.
Isn't that awesome? That's America for you, though. You know, you've got a dream. You can take it and run with it.
God bless America and the hand-painted periwinkle Royal Dalton toilet seats.
Of course, I'll be political by adding, when you're not getting shot at an outdoor concert.
Oh, yes, goodness. That's terrible. All right, so let's move on.
Yes. So, I don't know. No thanks, but, you know, hey, if it's you, then you do you. And this is from our friend Daniel Uriah. Hi, Daniel. You're popular tonight.
Apparently.
But anyways, a London-based artist is seeking help, launching a line of fanny packs featuring images of pudgy, hairy bellies. The dad pack promises the wearer convenient travel storage, as well as an instant dad bod in 6 different styles. Of course, I wonder, what could you possibly store in your dad bag belly pocket?
Fanny packs.
Ooh, you could store supply, database supply.
There you go.
You possibly could store a little sex toy.
For when you go to the park.
Yes. So if you have one of these fanny packs, we're looking to hear from you. Give us a call at 813-327-8566. But anyways,
if you'd like to hear more about Joe's park adventures, you can also call us at 813-327-8566.
Anyways, Pukies 27 said he was inspired to create the fanny packs after round bellies became a fashion trend around 2015.
Did it now?
My inspiration was seeing all the posts about dad bods being cool.
How did
I think people want them because of that reason. You can have a dad bod without any health issues. Pukies envisions wearers using the fanny pack to store typical dad items, such as beer, sunglasses, and headphones. He hopes to sell the dad bag for $30 each and is considering crowdfunding the event. So go out there, check out this crowdfunding thing.
See,
check out this dad bag.
You know, this is what entitlement is all about. They want to reap the rewards of the dad bag, but they don't want to do the work in making sure that they have it. They just want to take their gym-toned bodies and just give themselves a belly whenever they feel like it without working. It it's hard to look this way. You know, there were many trips to the buffet and taco joint that have contributed to the way
and
I look.
Many long hours sitting on the sofa.
Many long hours of sitting on the sofa and enjoying Database. So, you know, I'm sorry. I don't agree with that. That's ridiculous. They should not try to beat the system.
Right. Or try to mock us.
Thank you.
Right. That's it for my news. Back to you, Anthony.
Thanks, Joe. Let me find my spot in the script here. Do you want to be part of this digitally encapsulated on air spelled with a Q? Chicken exploding streaming experience. Visit Chiampa, chiampa.info to find out how. Yes, hang tight, folks. We'll be back in about 4 minutes. I think I have the cards here. The cards? Okay, let's hope the cards work this time. They're part of the whole thing, too, you know. Here we go.
Hello, everybody. This is Joe, your host on WEED Chiampa Radio. Do you miss those commercials that we used to broadcast? You know, some of those retro commercials for Alka-Seltzer, and Kent Cigarettes, and Philip Morris? Well, tonight, in Joe's Retromercials, we bring them to you here on WEED, Chiampa Radio. Flashbacks.
I missed my big chance last time. Angie, I'm not going to miss it again.
There it is!
That's the Athena 2000 electronic machine by Singer. It's $100 off. Push these buttons. It sews 25 stitches.
Beautiful.
Even measures buttons and makes buttonholes to fit in one step.
If you missed a chance last time, the big Singer sale is back.
Hey, Debbie, if you was my mother, what would you think of your son now?
Oh. Come on, you guys. The sun's already up. It's going to be a golden day.
Let's eat.
Oh, those golden Grahams. Oh, those golden Grahams. Crispy, crunchy Graham cereal, family breakfast treat. Oh, those golden Grahams. Oh, those golden Grahams. Golden honey, just a touch with Graham's golden wheat.
It's a great tasting part of a complete breakfast for the whole family.
Try those golden Grahams and have a golden day.
Got somewhere to go, catch a fare that's low, catch a money saver going on Greyhound.
Catch a money saver anywhere Greyhound goes for just $7 to $59 one way. $7 to $59. Some restrictions apply, so call or stop by for details.
Catch a money saver going on Greyhound.
Go Greyhound and leave the driving to us.
You are listening to Chiampa Radio. Chicago, Tampa, Chiampa Radio.
Weekend with Joe.
Are you catching Weekend with Joe? You should be. Tune in every Saturday and Sunday afternoon at 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Central, only on Chiampa Radio.
Dan Moore presents Everyday Facts You Never Knew. Did you know that sponges can hold more cold water than they can hot? Did you know that fire usually moves faster uphill than downhill? And did you know that camel's milk does not curdle? I'm Dan Moore, and those are some more everyday facts you never knew.
Hey, thanks for keeping it tuned, man, to Chiampa Radio. We've got so much here at the station. Check out our website by visiting www.chiampa.info. That's chiampa.info. Coming soon on weekends, we're going to be offering up a Sunday tea dance. It's going to be hosting some really awesome DJs from around the world in a nice little weekend segment. Which means Joe Weekends will probably get a nice little boost up into Joe Weekend Evenings. Because Joe Wisdom, well, sometimes he doesn't get enough time to play with the dials. So keep it tuned to Chiampa Radio. We've got some fun stuff coming up for you.
This station is being brought to you via NullSoft Shoutcast streaming technology.
For more information, visit shoutcast.com. Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznat from Nolzog Shoutcast.
Don't lose your trajectory. All right, why don't you go ahead and give Betty that cue?
Welcome back. Stay tuned, because up next is Anthony's Crazy Florida News. But first, I want to tell you, thank God it's Monday, because according to www.nationaldaycalendar.com.
What about nationaldaycalendar.com, Betty? Betty?
Stay. National Child Health Day. These are all boring. Why can't today be Digital Taco Day?
I'm okay. Here.
Well, you bitches go grab your balls.
She disappeared
so we can
for
get
a while.
With Anthony's Crazy Florida News. Take it away, Anthony.
Thanks, Betty, I think.
You got it, Anthony.
I am so stressed out.
Yeah, clearly.
Suck away that damn data crypto mine.
Oh, oopsie poopsie. Did not with an E.
I love that one. I love it. You need to put that into the weekday rush hour bumps. Without so much of the tone. The tone just like a couple seconds. Like a second.
No. The tone was separate.
Oh, okay. So yeah, you need to throw that in weekday rush hour bumps.
I'll play it again.
Fuck worry that damn data crystal mine.
Oh, oopsie poopsie.
Oopsie poopsie. Yeah. By all means, put that in the weekday rush hour bumps. That'd be awesome.
Okay.
All right. So yeah, I think it's time for me to do some news, isn't it? Wait, hold on.
Yeah. Crazy Florida news. And hey, folks, we got a telephone number that's just waiting to be rung.
It's itching. It's itching like herpes.
Yeah. 813-327-8566.
You will not get herpes if you call us. Now, if you're a groupie, I can't make any guarantees. But if you call us, you'll be okay. All right, so where's my, here's my card. There we go. So, FloridaToday.com, part of the USA Today Network, brings us our first story of some Floridian living the Florida lifestyle. According to reports, deputies went to the Indian River Medical Center after a staff member claimed that a man was seen injecting a substance into an IV line. Yeah, right. The patient in question was under a no-visitor order because of past drug problems. After some investigative work, deputies arrested Vincent, 55, of Vero Beach, Florida.
Deputy Donut?
Deputy Donut. No, they've actually found who did it, so he's not Deputy Donut. Deputy Donut wanders around aimlessly eating donuts. like the pooper. They couldn't find the damn mystery pooper because Deputy Donut was wandering in circles. Anywho.
Mystery pooper,
yes. There was no update to that. Or maybe there was. I'll have to look. Deputy sees a syringe containing what field tests showed to be cocaine. According to the report, I know, right? In the IV, so you're just bait right there in the hospital. Good for you. That is the Florida lifestyle. Yes?
I mean, was this guy passed out? Because how could you enjoy it?
Well, hold on. We're getting to it. There is more. According to the report, Vincent initially denied taking any drugs into the room. However, the patient said that he had brought her the drugs, so it was a she, brought her the drugs, assisted her in mixing the cocaine into a liquid so it could be injected, and held it while the patient injected it. So, I think the patient was very much conscious and cognizant of what was going on. Yes, most definitely. Vincent eventually told deputies that he had watched to see whether nurses were coming into the room during the whole ordeal. Vincent is out of the Indian River County Jail on a bond of $25,000.
Wow.
Yeah, right. How about that? Just right there in the hospital.
Could you imagine if someone found a way to do like a liquid cannabis solution so that you could hide by that? And they brought that into a hospital?
That's a good question. I know there's cannabis oil, but obviously you can't inject that. That would be very bad.
Oh yes. That would be toxic. there would be toxicity going through you. Anyways.
Very much so, yes.
What say you on your next story?
All right, let me find the button here. All right. This is a good Florida news story.
Ooh.
Yeah, this is really good. Unfortunately, it's kind of bad timing with what happened in Vegas last night. I'm sorry, but I prepared the script yesterday morning, and I'm making a judgment. I'm going with the story anyway. So sometimes getting a good seat at your local Scarlet Crawdad can be quite the challenge. Well, WFTS ABC Action News in Tampa Bay brings us a story of a restaurant patron that fancied himself a comedian and who thought he had found a foolproof way to get a seat that he desired. An unidentified man walked into a Largo, Florida Red Lobster with a black bag and told the hostess, quote, "Just to make you smile, I work for the Taliban and I have a bomb in this bag," end quote.
Ooh.
The man then asked the terrified hostess for a booth near the window where he and another woman were seated away from other guests. I wonder if he also ordered those additional cheddar biscuits. Oh, holy damn hell. I do love those things. Have you had those cheddar biscuits?
Oh, yes. They are so melty in your mouth.
Oh, my God.
The biscuits are so good.
Oh,
but yes.
Makes me just pucker.
Oh.
Okay. Now that that's over with, the police were contacted. At the direction of the police... Apparently that got a little excited too. At the direction of the police, the other customers and staff were inside the restaurant were quietly evacuated, not something else, as the music would have suggested, as patrol officers set a perimeter around the building. Yeah, you thought it was going to turn into a sexy story, didn't you? Cheddar biscuits.
Cheddar biscuits.
About 15 minutes later, the man walked out the front door and told officers there was absolutely nothing in the bag and that he was only joking. Yeah, try that at an airport, buddy. The man is now currently in custody, and the contents of the bag was checked by the Tampa Bomb Squad. No injuries have been reported, and the man has since disappeared. Because I can't find anything else about this news story.
Wow.
So, yeah. Yeah, go figure. All right, so poof, there goes perspiration. Now we can go into it. There you go. All right. So the Sebastian Daily in Indian River County wants to let everyone know that the persons arrested in the following story are innocent until proven guilty, and that the following news story was compiled based on public records. A woman was minding her own business on Vero Beach when she noticed a man, identified as 48-year-old Paris, sitting about 5 to 6 yards away from her and staring intently at her. "You have beautiful hair." Right? You just imagine what was going through this guy's head, right? Oh, my goodness. Oh, gee, your hair smells terrific. A woman was... 7 minutes later, the woman that was minding her own business noticed that Paris had entered some bushes, removed his shorts, and exposed his genitals to the victim, and then began to pleasure himself. Yes, he kind of went full throttle there, didn't he? Like, damn, dude, sex on the beach is a drink. The victim immediately called the Vero Beach Police Department about the incident. After the police arrived and obtained the victim's identification, they learned that the victim was also a retired federal law enforcement officer who holds credentials with the Department of Justice.
Okay, and I gotta say something. This is a point of fact. Anytime you're involved in a crime, immediately call the cops.
Yes.
And even if it takes them 20 minutes to get there, or half an hour, or 45, or whatever.
Does it really take that long in the city now?
Oh, it could take like 5 hours.
My God.
Yeah, sometimes there's only 12 cars to police a district.
Wow.
And there could be like 90 crimes.
Wow.
So, yeah, you do the math.
Amazing.
Yep.
All right. So, anywho, the officer, he definitely picked the wrong lady to expose himself to.
Yeah,
the officers then made contact with Paris, who was located. Where did my script go? On the boardwalk behind Waldo's near the shower. Paris told police that, quote, "That lady is full as shit. I ain't never seen that bitch in my life," end quote. Paris was arrested and transported to the Indian River County Jail, where he was charged with the exposure of sexual organs.
Did she have to identify his sexual organ?
Oh, wait, no, wrong one. Sorry, hold on. There we go. No, I don't think she was required to do that. I think a visual identification was probably good enough for her. Yeah, just of his face. So anyway, since 2007, Mr. Paris there has been arrested 15 times in Vero Beach on charges that include disorderly conduct, disorderly intoxication, and trespassing. And that is it for your crazy Florida news. We actually have a call coming in.
That's fine. Let's go ahead and take the call.
So back to you, Betty. Well, do we have anything to do with Betty? Betty, do your thing, Betty.
Thank you, Anthony. Thank the database you are tuned to, Shyamba Radio. Before we get started with the plethora discussion segment, did you know that you two can head over to these two idiots and be a part of the studio experience? Give us a call now at 8-1-3-3-2-7-8-5-6.
Hang on, caller.
3-2-7-8-5-6-6. But now, go grab your bones, bitches, because our two lovable stoners are going to start blabbering on about this.
This or that.
Hold on. Here it comes. Woohoo. The plethora discussion
segment.
Check
to see
take
if
it away,
the
guys.
Phone did the
oh,
thingy there.
Oh, wait. Before you take it away, I have a complaint.
All right.
The WD-40 is out. It is important you restock this bottle lubricant immediately, otherwise certain studio functions will fail to function. Thank you for listening to my complaint. Complaint module closed. You may now take it away, guys.
Look at that diesel in the background. Yeah, that's it. I think that's diesel in the background.
Hey! Oh, yeah!
Oh,
that's
smooth.
Is that good or what? Yeah, that's good.
There you go.
Oh, yeah. Hey, this is Ezel Magazine.
Hey, Ezel, how's it going?
Hey, what are you boys up to today, man?
Well, we're doing this radio show.
Slapping our jacks.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. I love it, man. I love when you do that radio show.
Thank
that's
you.
Great. But I got to tell you, man, I stink.
Okay. In the literal sense, what are we talking about? Are you having an existential crisis or do you need a shower?
No, man, I stink. You know what happened? You know, Joe knows because he lives up this way. We're having a drought here, man. We ain't had rain. Ain't had rain in over a month.
Yes.
So, yes, and it's bad. And you know what's happening now? All the damn skunks are searching for food because they dig for grub worms and shit like that. So they can't find it. The ground's too dry. It's too damn hard. So they're looking everywhere. They're looking in the mulch around. So I go out the other day and I open the front door and this son of a bitch is digging in the mulch, the flower bed, and he shoots me right in the goddamn eye, man.
Oh, no way. No way.
He got me.
Oh,
man. Oh. Oh, do I stink? Man, I tell you.
Wow.
Them son of a bitches, man, they got good aim, man. This son of a bitch, he did a 180. He turned around and it's just like a little squirt. You know, it's just like a little
peek. Just a little bit, huh? Just a little bit. That's all it took.
Oh, man, that son of a bitch got me. Man, good aim. He's a good aimer, man, I'm telling you. So here I am. I'm sitting. Man, I can smell that shit. I tried everything. If any of your callers or listeners, they got a remedy for skunk juice, man. I tried orange juice, tomato juice, everything, vinegar. Man, that's unbelievable.
I don't know. My. Do you want to do a Google search, Joe? Do you want to do a Google search? We haven't done a Google search in a while.
For skunk removal.
For skunk removal, yeah. What's the Google search say?
Odor removal. Let's see what Google says.
Oh, here we go.
I'm a hostage.
You're a hostage.
I'm a hostage in my house. Yeah, I can't run.
Joe's got something.
I'm afraid to go get me again.
Joe's got something.
Here we go. Oh, he got it. All right. What's a good,
what is it, Joe?
What's a good remedy?
Okay. Mix 1 quart of 3% hydrogen peroxide, 1/4 cup of baking soda, 1 teaspoon of liquid soap. Mix these together and bathe or shampoo in or rub down the spray victim thoroughly. Be sure to use this mixture immediately after it is created, as it is unstable.
Oh, man, I'm telling you, I'm going to try it. But, man, you got to stay away from them skunks. I don't think you got any skunks in Chicago there.
Oh, no. Well, we have different kind of skunks, but...
I don't think we have any here. I haven't seen any in around Florida,
man.
At least not in my section.
Yeah. And you know what's funny? They come out right at sundown, so you got to be on high alert, you know, because they're out there foraging for food.
Yeah, they're hungry.
Oh, man, I don't blame them. You know, I get hungry, too. You know, I get the munchies all the time. You know, I mean, hold on a second. Oh. I had to do a refresher.
There you go.
I love it, man. I'm eating Rolos tonight. You ever eat Rolos?
Oh, I love Rolos.
Oh, yes.
I love Rolos.
Oh, man, I must have eaten 1,000 Rolos tonight. Man, I'm overdosing on Rolos. But anyway, so I got to tell you guys, man, I got some good honey out of them girls, man. The bees, they had phenomenal honey this year.
Oh, sweet. So awesome.
I got a couple for you, you know, you, Anthony, and... your immediate family there. When I come down to Florida, I'm gonna bless you with a little honey. But I got to take care of Joe there too.
Yeah, so we got to send to Joe. Yeah,
we'll give you our address offline.
I'm gonna get Joe's address from you, Anthony. I will send him a nice man.
All right.
That'd be awesome.
I know Joe likes that stuff, man. He loves it, and
yes.
It's good.
Oh yes.
I'm telling you, it's good.
Muffins.
So anyway.
Ooh.
Man, put it in everything. I put it in oatmeal.
There you go.
I put it in
biscuits.
Man, better than anything.
Chicken.
All right, boys, you keep up the good work, and thanks for the skunk juice remedy. And I'll see if it works. I'm gonna go out and get me some of that.
All right.
Okay.
Be careful.
Good luck.
Good
luck.
Good luck.
Yeah, man. Just stay away from them skunks, man.
I don't blame you. I don't blame you.
All right. We'll see you later, guys.
All right, Ezel. Take it easy.
All right, bye.
It's time for Two for Monday.
Oh, my goodness. We got two. Well, that was overly modulated. Crazy. My goodness. So what's going on Two for Monday?
It's time for Two for Monday.
Yes.
Information overload. I guess, you know, after a while of not looking at Facebook and all that, I immediately get information overload now, and I got to shut it down.
Does it hit you too hard?
Yep,
is that really
just
what
too
it
much.
Is?
Wow. I don't want to look at the news. I don't want to look at these papers. I've seen that stupid video of what sounded like a motorcycle, to be honest, about 5 million times now of Las Vegas shooting. It's just too much. It's a lot.
No, I've been trying to avoid it. I've seen... I don't want to watch the video. I don't want to watch the video.
You know, so... Anyways, now, what's your twofer?
You can get class action lawsuits. If you need free money, these are things you can sue somebody about. Hernia mesh, exploding sunroofs, bring your own device lawsuit in California. Job reclassification, where you've been classified from salary to hourly, and exotic dancer lawsuits in which your employer did not pay you.
About if you're a mesothelioma experiencer or sufferer, isn't that a registered?
That's so 2016.
Oh.
Everyone's milked that cow dry. They not left that cow. I predict the 2017 class action lawsuit performer is going to be the exotic dancer lawsuit.
I've also seen the baby powder lawsuit come back up.
This is true. Ovarian cancer, baby powder has been on the rise. That is true. That may gain the lead. I don't know, but I'm going for the exotic dancers
because
exotic dancers need love too.
Here's the thing. I used to use baby powder as a kid. I used to put it around my private parts.
And do you have ovarian cancer?
I don't know.
Then I don't think you need, you don't have ovaries. So if you don't have ovaries, I don't think you need to worry.
Well, but could it affect the male genitals in some
way?
It doesn't
seem to be effective of that way. I think the innie versus outie is really kind of what is dictating the issue. I think the absorption of said baby powder is the problem, and I don't think your balls are absorbing. At least I don't think they're like, if they're like little spongies that absorb everything, you might want to see a doctor. That's not normal. Stadium hot dogs make me constipated. I just had to tell everybody that before the ugly lights came on, because let me tell you, it was delicious. It was a delicious hot dog, but it was terrible. It was, oh my goodness, the following day was ridiculous. So it looks,
you got it, Anthony.
Yeah, no problem, Benny. So it looks like the ugly lights are coming on, and the FBI just showed up. That's kind of interesting. Yes, right? Exactly. Go, Benny. Benny, shred it. Shred everything, Benny. So there you go. Flush it. Flush it down. I want to thank you for tuning in tonight and listening in on our recast later on, or just supporting us in your own little special snowflake way.
Oh, yes.
You, Joe.
You to the Joe and Anthony Show on Champa Radio. Hey, I invite you to check out my show, Weekend with Joe. I play some intriguing science and language programs and some jazzy stuff, too. Sourced from archive.org and radioforall.net, you can catch Weekend with Joe every Saturday and Sunday starting at 4 p.m. Eastern. And, you know, I've gotten better at just realizing, tell everybody the time in Eastern. They can figure out their own time zone.
I think simplicity is the key sometimes to happiness.
Yes.
That's what I think, and I'm losing track of my file window. So you can make your morning commute more commutable. Thank you, Tim. You can make your morning commute more commutable with the weekday rush hour hosted by our lovable automated personality unit, Betty. She has questionably awesome programming. Fuck you. From archive.org and radioforall.net. Combined with a sassy attitude that is sure to make your coffee percolate. Then on the drive home, you can catch traffic with Toppers. He occupies the weekday afternoons from 3:30 Eastern to 7:30 Eastern. Thank you, Gil. Gil dusts off the most obscure music. Gil, we work him to death. Gil dusts off the most obscure music and combines it with his own brand of comedy to make your ride home more enjoyable.
Wow, Anthony, so much awesome programming. Hey, everybody, be sure to tune in on on your favorite device to our 24-hour internet station, Chiampa Radio. Visit www.chiampa.info. Listen live. Check out the Joe and Anthony Show, past shows, and see our most current broadcast schedule there. Also, follow us at facebook.com/Chiampa Radio and Twitter Radio and twitter.com/Chiampa Radio.
Yeah, there you go.
Ooh, wow. Adventure time available.
Yeah, just a little bit. Just a little bit. Not too much, but a little bit. Got a little bit of banter.
It's been fun. This has been a fun show. It's been a long day. It's been a really stressful day for a lot of people.
Oh, yes, it has.
So, I don't know, folks. I don't know what to say. It's like there's so many things that have been going on, so many tragedies. You know, I don't know anymore. It's like,
Yeah, right. Exactly. I don't know. Exactly. It's kind of crazy, and it kind of drives you nuts because it's just, what the hell is going on?
Then I guess you got to go about your life. Although I spend most of my life at home, so anyways.
Yeah, that's kind of my same thing too. So I'm kind of not one to be around crowds anyway. So yeah. I don't usually go to these types of things because I just can't stand being around large groups of people because they drive me crazy, especially if they've been drinking. So thanks everyone for tuning in tonight. We should be back next Monday. Check out our blog at www.chiampa.info. Remember, folks, don't get caught snorting your biscuits through an IV line in the middle of the beach while playing Find My Waldo with a pretty girl wearing a slice of pizza. What? Anyway, oh, the hell. Have a good night, a good week, and stay tuned for a recycled episode of This Way Out with a big giant F for foo.
Fuck, where is that damn data crystal 9?
Oh, oops, he's being brought to you via Nullsoft Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin MacLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music. You are listening to Shyampa Weed Radio. Chicago, Tampa, Shyampa Radio.